Welcome to today's program, Beauty of Grace, and I'm Pastor Pete Norris, Harvest Fellowship Church. What an honor and a privilege it is to be with you today, to be able to share this message of hope, and to let you know that that God's message of love and peace and joy is such a blessing to us. And so today it is an honor for us to come into your home, to come into your cars, to come into wherever you're listening to these podcasts at. Please, if you have a loved one or a friend or a neighbor that's going through a difficult time, share these podcasts. You know, you never know when a word will transform and change somebody's life. You know, the Bible said He sent His word and He healed us and delivered us from all destruction. See, it's that word that changes us. It's that word. We don't need but one word. You know, what did Mary say? According to thy word, be it according to me. In other words, she had a word from God that she was going to bring forth a baby. You and I only need one word. And today we pray that we can give you that word that's going to bring life, it's going to bring encouragement, going to bring strength to you. You know, the Bible says in Colossians chapter 2, verse 15 in the Amplified Bible, if God justifies you, who can bring a charge against you? But look what Colossians 2 and 15 says in the Amplified. God disarmed the principalities and powers that were raged against us and made a bold display, public example of them in triumphing over them in Him, in it the cross. So we see here that God made a bold statement and He made an example of the adversary by dying and resurrecting. So on that cross, they couldn't kill Him. He had to give His spirit up. Why? Because under the old covenant, every time they have sacrifices, the judgment or the fire of God coming down on the earth would burn up the sacrifice. It would burn up everything that was around the sacrifice. It would burn up the wood on the sacrifice. It would burn up the water around the sacrifice. It burned up everything. But when the judgment of the world came upon Jesus, because He was so righteous and so holy and without sin and so pure, His grace was bigger than that sacrifice. So when all the sin and the judgment of the world came upon Him, it did not take His life out. And as He's hanging between heaven and earth, uniting heaven and earth back together, the manifestation is, He said, I commend my spirit unto thee. So we see here that He had to give it up. So the sacrifice was greater than all the sins of the whole world. Because of one man's sacrifice, many are made sinners. And that made righteous. What a beautiful picture that in Hebrews 10 and 14, with one sacrifice, He's forever made us holy. He's forever made us upright. He's forever made us pure. What, for how long? Forever. You and I, because of one man's sacrifice, we are forever, forever made present, holy and upright. That's a beautiful picture of God's marvelous grace and His anointing, that the adversary can't come against you anymore and accuse you for anything because of the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Now, if it's God who justifies you or declares you righteous, who can bring a charge or say anything about your righteousness? Who can come and declare you any other way? If it's God, if God be for you, who can be against you? You know, we see in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. Now, what a beautiful picture that is of you and me, who God has declared us to be righteous, and who can bring a picture or a charge against us if He's declared us righteous? Now, that's a beautiful picture to me. That is a wonderful thing that His blood has cleansed and redeemed us. And so Satan can no longer go before God and accuse you like he did Job in chapter 1, because you and I have been made pure, we've been made whole. So that to me is a deciding factor. There remains, therefore, no place in heaven for Satan. He cannot come before God anymore to accuse you and I of anything wrong, because Jesus took care of that. Now, I want you to see Hebrews 9 and 24. For Christ has not entered the holy place made with hands, which are copies of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. So He appears before God for us. And the Bible goes on to say that He's making intercessions for us in Romans 8 and 34. Also in Hebrews 7 and 25, is able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him, since he always lives, forever lives to make intercessions for them. So what a wonderful and a beautiful picture of God's love and his mercy and his grace that's been shed abroad in our hearts, that we can no longer be accused or held guilty of anything because of Jesus' precious atonement and Jesus' precious sacrifice, the ultimate sacrifice. When they would bring the sheep before the high priest under the Old Testament, they would check the sheep. They never checked the people. They would just examine the sheep. If the sheep was good, then everybody was good. But if the sheep wasn't good, they wasn't good. But who's our sheep? John said, "Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world." John 1:29. What a beautiful picture. They examined the sheep. He came into Jerusalem, into Jerusalem 5 days early, just like they did in the Old Covenant. They examined the sheep, and what happened? They found him without spot, without wrinkle, without blemish, and because of that, John said he's going to take away the sin of the whole world. Guys, he took away the sin nature that you and I had, and he made us righteous and upright. What a wonderful and a beautiful picture of God's marvelous grace and God's marvelous mercy. You can never be accused of anything again because of his beauty and his love for you.